The evidence of violence against the Syrian people by President Bashar al-Assad continues to mount. Some lawmakers on Capitol Hill now are growing increasingly impatient for the Obama administration to do something. Perhaps most notable, Arizona Senator John McCain, who's calling for U.S. airstrikes on Syria. Joining us live, WTOP's national security correspondent J.J. Green. J.J., the defense intelligence people that you talk with on a daily basis, what do they think about that kind of involvement?
Well, General Martin Dempsey, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, summarized it yesterday when he was talking before the Senate Armed Services Committee. He said the opening stages of any military operation in Syria would be an extended, almost exclusive air campaign by the U.S., and maybe they would get some support from the Arab League, NATO, and the EU and others. But the kinetic part of that operation is going to be the United States' own responsibility. And that's before even getting to the point where they're doing anything on the ground. And Dempsey, he said that's not something he would recommend. Plus, there is possible resistance. The Turkish people are saying already they oppose any outside force from any country entering Syria. Building a coalition would be troubling, and then there are the unintended consequences if the U.S. got into it. Remember Iraq. We went there. Then you had foreign fighters from all over the world pouring in there. That contributed a lot to the difficulty the U.S. experienced there.
Seems like there's such a big downside if the U.S. were to get involved, both militarily, politically, socially, every way.
Yeah, so what would it take for the U.S. to move in? Some of the potential missions are being studied now, and they're trying to figure out what would be of advantage for them to go in there. And as you say, the downsides seem to be outweighing everything else, but they're looking at potential missions, the order of battle as far as the enemy goes. What are the enemy's capabilities? What are the troop availabilities? Mm-hmm. How much time would be involved? And considering the campaigns the U.S. has been involved in the last 10 years, mm-hmm. It's really something they don't want to do unless they have to.
Now, is there a relationship here between the concern in Iran and a response in Syria, which we believe is getting a substantial amount of support from Iran?
The senator from New Hampshire, Iyad, I believe, brought up this question that Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta responded to regarding Hezbollah, Hamas, the proxies. The baggage that Iran brings to this, considering that Iran and Syria have been tight for a long time, is extremely worrying to a lot of people. And the weapons that they're supplying, the big air defense weapons that Russia is supplying, but nobody wants to talk about in public session, that's really worrying to the U.S. how this would play out in, once it got started, and then what kind of support would be there, and would the U.S. be able to deal essentially with all of these weapons flows? And then let's not forget, Syria is the crossroads for the nuclear underground, the black market. So that's another issue they're concerned about.
We will continue to follow this closely. WTOP's national security correspondent, J.J. Green.